Welcome to episode 2623 of your daily meditation podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down. In today's episode, you're going to be guided using a breathing technique that is often used in the Buddhist tradition. It's a breathing technique to help you tame those restless thoughts, and this helps you to live more consciously, which is the theme we're exploring this week. As always, if this is a series you'd like to explore a little more deeply, as with any weekly series, I have an app called the Sip and Om meditation app. This app allows you 30-minute guided meditation experiences where you go more deeply into the theme. You also get a lot of tools such as a journal with a daily reflection question that's customized for the week's theme, as well as a slowdown guide with all the techniques that I share in every episode. And you can try the app for absolutely free for 1 week. And this allows you access to over 2,000 guided meditations. So that's for you if you'd like a little more support. As we launched into this week's theme, I shared with you a full interview with a conscious living expert, J.V. Crum III. He is a best-selling author. He wrote a book called Conscious Business, and he's also a contributing editor to the Huffington Post on the topic of conscious business. So he lives consciously every day. I've known JV for over a decade, and I was so happy to share the interview with you. And I received a kind message from a fellow meditator who reached out to me on Instagram. She says, "I just listened to the podcast with J.V. Crum, and the quantity and quality of information he provided is spectacular. I hope that you enjoyed the interview, and I'd really like to hear from you if you like interviews every once in a while, if you'd like me to share an interview with you, and also what topics you're interested in. I want to make the podcast just right for you. So reach out to me on my Sip and Om Instagram, or you can send me an email to mary@sipandom.com. Well, I invite you right now to consider how you could live more consciously in regards to your daily lifestyle. In the interview, JV shared how he lives by a trilogy. He lives daily by paying attention to conscious nutrition, conscious exercise, and conscious energy work. He says that his primary path to health is this trilogy. He likes to take the best from Western medicine, and he mentions that Western medicine is great at diagnostics and trauma, but he likes to weave in Eastern medicine, including more focused on diet and movement and meditation and energy work, which he really enjoys. My own trilogy is movement, meditation, and nutrition. So I invite you, as you make yourself comfortable to meditate, pause for a moment and consider what your conscious living trilogy could be. Maybe you already have things that you do to live more consciously, to live more lightly on the earth, and to live your best life. As you sit up straight and close your eyes with your eyes ever so slightly elevated upwards, keeping your thoughts uplifted, begin to tune into your breath. Tune in deeply to your breath. I'll share with you the breathing technique that JV does every day. It's a Buddhist breathing technique that helps you to tame those unwanted thoughts. As you inhale and exhale consciously with awareness of your breath, noticing how the air flows into your nose as you breathe in, feeling it circulating throughout your body, nourishing your body cells. And as you exhale, notice the warmth of the air as it leaves your body, releasing tension and toxins. Eyes are gently uplifted, spine is straight, shoulders and jaw are relaxed, stomach is soft. Now, whenever a thought comes your way, focus on your breath. Tune in deeply, consciously, to your breath. When a thought comes your way, bring your awareness back to your breath. Continue focusing on your breath consciously, feeling yourself become more and more relaxed. Allow yourself to go deeply into this beautiful state you've created. You are so worth slowing down for.